the real joy for me to sit down here and talk to you, wherever you are, about the wonderful things of our Savior revealed to us in the Word of God. I would indeed that men and women everywhere, especially those who profess His name, would spend some time in the Word of God and meditate, chew the cud, if you please, concerning the wonders of our Savior. My, what a Savior we have. What a Lord we have. And yet so few people, comparatively speaking, know very much about Him. They know so little of the sweetness and the joy and the blessing and the power of His presence. And I would that today, when this broadcast is over and you go through the day, that you enjoy Him for Himself. Not so much what you receive from Him, not so much you're praying to get things, but rather to enjoy Him for Himself, to enjoy His company, His fellowship, while at work, while at play, at home, as you visit, as you work, whatever you may be doing today. You may enjoy something of the fragrance of the presence of the Son of God, the One who is indeed altogether lovely. And we see something of the fragrance of His character in this 11th chapter of John, which we started yesterday morning and didn't get very far, on the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. In the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 46, we were speaking yesterday in closing on the attitude of Christ to death, that death was to Him just one of sleep. It's the body that sleeps, that the person who loves the Savior goes to be with the Lord. Now in 17 through 38 of this chapter, we have the revelation of Jesus Christ as the resurrection and the life. But now notice the attitude of Martha. In verse 20, we read, Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him. Mary still sat in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, now listen to her words, Lord, if You had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, God will give it thee. Now Martha was kind of she loved the Savior, but I think somehow in her questioning of our Savior, Lord, if You had just been here, I may be wrong in saying this, but the intimation is, and we give you plenty of time to get here. For you remember when the Lord heard that Lazarus was sick, very, very sick, He stayed in that place for the glory of God. Now mark how it follows through. The attitude of Martha was, and I might add a little later, the attitude of Mary was, that their brother might be delivered from death. Jesus wanted Lazarus to be triumphant over death. May I repeat that? Both Martha and Mary wanted their brother to be delivered from death. That's why they sent for Jesus to come and heal him. Our Lord wanted Lazarus to be triumphant over death. Martha needed instruction because she doubted, whereas Mary wept. And what she needed was comfort. You remember that Mary said the same thing as Martha. If you go over to verse 32, when Mary saw Jesus, she fell at His feet and said, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. That's what Martha said. And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, He groaned in spirit. And you remember, Jesus wept. I repeat these words because I want it very clear, because I'm sure I'm talking to someone who has the same idea. It'd be wonderful for the Lord to save us from death. I think this is the attitude of most of us. We don't like death. Death's an enemy. Jesus wanted Lazarus to be triumphant over death. Martha and Mary's attitude was they wanted Lazarus delivered from death. You know, my friend, there's something worse than dying. And that is to be out of Christ. If you love the Savior, if you are the object of His love, just as Lazarus was the object of His love, even though you may go into the valley of death, you're going to be triumphant because you're going to come forth in resurrection. Martha, Mary, how wonderful it would have been for Jesus to have delivered him from death, to have gone to the home in Bethany and touched him and healed him. No, the Lord had something far more wonderful. So when Martha said, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died, Jesus said in verse 23, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, yes, said Martha, and notice how she stands upon her orthodoxy. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this, Martha? Now notice what she said. She didn't say, yes, Lord, I believe you're the resurrection and the life. She didn't do that. What did she say? Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. The Lord didn't ask her that. The Lord said, do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? May I give you the intimation which I personally believe was in the heart of the Lord? Listen, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. You believe that your brother will be raised in the resurrection at the last day? You believe that? Of course you believe that. Jesus said, but I am the one who raises the dead. And Martha, if I can raise the dead in the last day, if I have that authority in the last day, then I have the authority and the power to raise Lazarus from the dead now. Do you believe it? I believe you're the Christ, the Son of God, that should come into the world. I maintain she dodged the issue. And then she said, if I can read into her heart this, I don't understand Jesus. But I'm sure that Mary will understand this. So she ran and told Mary that the Lord had come and called for her. Mary came to the Lord and said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And when the Lord saw her weeping and the Jews weeping, our Lord took the time out to weep. Listen, friend, did you ever see anything of the character of God like this? Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead in a few moments. He didn't ask the girls to dry their tears. This is what you and I would have done. If you and I had been there, we would have said, Martha, Mary, dry those tears. I'm going to raise your brother from the dead. No, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus stopped and wept with them. The eternal Son of God, the one who is the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the one who has the authority to raise the dead. You remember in chapter 5 when he said, as the Father hath power to raise the dead and make them alive, that's what I can do. That's what I can do. I can raise the dead. Yet he takes the time out to comfort these two girls, to enter into their sorrow, and he weeps with them. Oh, what a wonderful thing to have a Savior like this. My friend, are you in sorrow? Are you in affliction? Have you lost some loved one? Jesus can come right into your life, into your heart, into your home, and he weeps with you. He's touched with the feeling of your infirmities. He is the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He knows exactly what you're going through, and he can come right into your home, right into your life, right into your heart, and comfort you. He knows exactly what you're going through. I say, what a marvelous picture of God this is. And he takes the time out to weep with his friends. I'm glad I've got a Savior like that. I'm glad I've got a Savior who understands me, who knows exactly what I'm going through. Friend, do you know him as your Savior? Do you have a Lord like this, who's full of compassion, full of love, full of tenderness? I know of no picture in the whole Bible that gives to us a revelation of the tender heart of God more than this passage. For you remember Jesus said in John 14, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And I see Jesus standing with Martha and Mary and with these Jews, and he wept with them. He wept with them. Then he went to the open tomb. Rather, he went to the tomb. And he said, roll away the stone. And Martha said, Lord, just a minute. Just a minute, Lord. Remember, he's been in the tomb 4 days and he stinketh. Corruption has set in. Don't rule away the stone. Jesus said, did I not say to you, if you'd believe, you'd see the glory of God? Roll away the stone. So they rolled away the stone at the mouth of the sepulchre, at the mouth of the tomb. And Jesus with a loud voice said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Wherever Lazarus was, he heard the voice of the Son of God. And he came forth in obedience, but he's still bound with grave clothes. And the Lord Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I tell you, my friends, did you notice something? What we could do, Jesus does not do. I say this reverently. What we cannot do, he does. For example, he said to them, roll away the stone. They can do that. But then that's the end of it. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. He raised the dead. At his voice, he just speaks, and the dead comes forth. As someone has well said, and has been said a number of times, if Jesus had said, you that are dead, come forth, the whole graveyard would have come forth. But he limits it, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. I repeat it, wherever Lazarus was, he heard the voice of the Son of God, and he came forth in obedience. Now he has life, but he is still bound with grave clothes. And Jesus said to these Jews, loose him and let him go. They could do that. I repeat the statement, what they could do, he did not do. What they could not do, he does. Listen, friend, no man can save your soul. You can't even save yourself. The Lord Jesus is the one who gives life. He said, my words, they are spirit and they're life. And when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and put your trust in him, you receive life. Now, you may still have a lot of things of the old still hanging on to you. You may still have the grave clothes there. And we come to you with the word of God, for the word of God can liberate you and set you free. For Jesus said in John chapter 8, about verse 31, he said to his disciples, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free from the grave clothes, from the bondage in which ye may find yourself. But he is the only one to give you life. And the first thing you need is life. And then as you stay in the word of God, you're freed from your grave clothes. Oh, how wonderful to have a Savior who cares, who is tender, who is compassionate, who understands, and who is sufficient for your need even today. My friend, trust him, will you? Today, for his name's sake.